Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Felipe Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mays hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller catches it and throws to first to double up Ashburn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hobie Landreth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Landreth hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Pagan steals second. Jack Sanford batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hobby takes first base on ball four. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobby moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will takes first base on ball four. Hobby moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. One out. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive towards short. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive to right field. Will throws towards the plate. Taylor fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. McCovey scores. Landreth goes all the way around to score. Hiller moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Jose Pagan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks throws the ball into Zimmer, who tags Pagan, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hiller scores. It's 4-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a line drive into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. the Giants will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Ed Bausch now playing first base. Jim Brewer now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Amalfitano reaches third base with a triple. Bresud scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amalfitano scores. It's 6-4, Giants. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Tom Haller now catching. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bausch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bausch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.